Next, we are moving. Okay, next we are moving to the use of horses and tracking dogs on DFC land as a petition.
Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, the third petition here is from a Mr. Norval Dykstra, and I do believe he is on the phone or the Zoom call as well. We'll give him an opportunity to speak here in just a moment. Again, this petition was brought forward by the public. Again, Mr. Dykstra, this one is somewhat tied to the last petition that you just approved in respect to the use of hounds and mountain lions, expanding that on the national grasslands and game production areas. This particular petition that Mr. Dykstra will speak to you about talks about and includes expanding and opening up game production areas to the use of tracking dogs slash hounds for hunting mountain lions and bobcats, but he also has a component of this that also speaks to using horses in conjunction with the use of hounds tracking mountain lions and bobcats. And in particular, he's talking about game production areas along the Missouri River. So before I go into any other details, I think the most likely thing to be turned over to Mr. Dykstra to have give him the opportunity to visit with the commissioners about his petition, and then we can go into further discussion from there. So, Mr. Dykstra, you are there. You'd like to address the
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes,
can you hear me? Okay, well, I'm asking for permission to be able to follow hounds with horseback is along the river. We might walk 10, 12 miles before we cut a track that we even run. And if we don't get snow, we do a lot. Well, I'd like to be able to follow the horse dogs on horseback, dry landing them. I'm 57 now, and I enjoy hound hunting. Bobcat and mountain lions. I really hope this passes. I've had several incidents where people call me and I can hunt private land, but I cannot get on the game and fish. And as soon as you put a little pressure on them cats, they head right down to the river in the thicker cover. And right now, you know, we can't do nothing about it. But I guess the horse access is you usually end up doing a lot of miles, and it would just make it a lot easier for people my age. I got a few women that want to go. They just can't walk the river breaks. On horse, you know, on horseback, I could take some other people that would really enjoy it.
All right, thank you. Any further comments from staff?
Well, Mr. Chairman and Commissioner, again, Tom Kirschman, we certainly had some discussions, and I know John Campa, our section chief, had reached out and spoke to Mr. Dykstra on the phone as well about his petition. Again, I want to clarify an important aspect here of the last petition you just approved, to put out for public comment, address the issue of opening all game production areas to hunting of mountain lions year-round, okay? That was part of that petition of game production areas. So the aspect that play or has connections and ties to this, what Mr. Dykstra is asking here is the opportunity to hunt year-round with the use of hounds tracking dogs, which you are already approved to put out for public comment. Now, this also has that connection tie of the use of horses or horseback also through game production areas throughout the year as well. And so I just want to make sure that understand the connection and tie between this petition and the one that you had just approved. Another important aspect just to understand, you know, when you look at game production areas across the state, one of the things that we have an administrative rule right now is the allowance and the use of horses on game production areas during the deer hunting season, but on game production areas only along the Missouri River. That's been in place for a long, long time. I don't even know for sure what the origin of that particular rule was put in place for, but it's been there a long time. But it's only the allowance of horseback during the deer hunting season along and on game production areas along the Missouri River, adjacent to the Missouri River. And some of that probably be in conjunction with the terrain, as Mr. Dykstra just mentioned as well. Some of that can be pretty steep and rugged terrain. So just, I wanted you to be aware of that as well. We've had a lot of discussions internally on this particular item, this particular petition, looked at various pieces of it from, is there any potential concern of conflict of other users? Would there be individuals, and we know there's not a lot of people that likely have even the horses or the capabilities of riding on some of that terrain and the type of horses that you probably need for that. We did have some concerns expressed about potential trespassing onto other private properties, because a lot of those properties are not marked with a fence just because of the terrain. We are working diligently on signage, but even that isn't always feasible and possible. So there's some of that concern in respect to potential trespassing issues that could arise. And just from the standpoint, then again, about year-round with the potential disturbance of other wildlife in there. Again, we don't know how much of that activity would occur on horseback. But I guess ultimately where we ended up on this particular one, especially in conjunction with the other petition that would make the allowance of game protection areas open with the use of hounds, our recommendation at this point would be not to move forward with this petition, as it includes the use of horseback in those activities as well. Again, it's a tough one. It certainly would provide some opportunity, and not even certain what level of participation there would be, how many people would even have the horses to do that. But just based on some of the conversations and a few of those concerns, that would be our department recommendation to you as the commissioners. So you certainly have the prerogative to decide what direction you'd like to go with this petition. So with that, I'll turn it over to you. We will certainly try to answer any questions that you may have, and your discussion on how you'd like to move forward this petition.
Thank you, Tom. All right, any comments from the commissioners? Mr. Spring.
In my opinion, dogs, even if you're walking behind us, you're going to stuff to disturb the wildlife way worse than any horse following. I really don't see where the horse will really do anything to disturb the wildlife and create any problem more than just people walking behind the dog. I guess I'm not quite sure.
Mr. Beast.
Commissioner Beast here. I kind of agree with Chuck a little bit, but with these two petitions being so similar, other than the horse aspect of it, that I believe that conversation on this petition could bleed over into the other petition and begin. Have that conversation in conjunction with that petition. Instead of approving them both, approve the first one, because I believe that conversation can be woven into that and be addressed at that point.
Thank you. Any additional comments? Mr. Whitmire.
Yeah, Commissioner Whitmire. I can appreciate Mr. Dykstra's points here. I mean, it makes a good point. But I think it gets complicated. Am I envisioning it correctly then? Are walking areas, if we were to approve something like this, that currently for open deer season, it's walking only, but now somebody says they're tracking a cat, could have a horse out there and go through an area a little quicker, or just kind of change the nature of that whole walk-in program?
Commissioner Whitmire, that's an interesting point and good question, because things get a little more complicated when you start talking about walking areas. You know, we leave the private property for walking areas for open view hunting. And so that could be a hunting approach that would be available to do on walking areas. Now, I don't believe that's happening very much right now, if at all. And those are the conversations that we would want to have with some of those landowners as well, in respect to that. So in general, though, I do believe that it would be allowable. I'm going to look around to Sam or anybody else, but based on hunting, I think it would be a reasonable and hunting approach if somebody then was on that property with horses, or excuse me, with the hounds and walking for mountain lions. But the horses would become a different conversation that we would have to have with those landowners in respect to walking areas.
Tom, Mr. Chairman, could I jump in here, please?
And if
Pam is in the back room, it's probably better to speak to this, but I do believe that we have rules that prohibit horseback riding on walking areas. And what this particular petition is asking for is specifically to allow for horses on Game and Fish owned property along the Missouri River. So it would still have to originate with permission on private property, but then could go on to the game production areas if you pass the previous petition and proposal. And then, of course, if you pass this one, then it would allow for horses to go on to those department-owned lands. But, again, Sam, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe we prohibit horseback riding on walking areas now.
He's shaking his head, yeah.
All right.
All right, any other comments? I move to deny. Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded to deny this particular petition. Any additional discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye. Chair votes aye. Motion passes. Thank you.
So, Mr. Chairman, we will work with John Kitilnik and put together a resolution for your action for denial of this particular petition, bring that back to you during the commission meeting here.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Dykstra, for taking time to attend the meeting via Zoom and for bringing this petition forward. I think there's just enough questions on it that we weren't comfortable at this point in time. But thank you for bringing it forward. All right.